to Central Coast Uncorked.
Yeah, welcome to another episode. Where are we at today?
I don't know. I can't say it. Okay. Ends with tear.
We're back at the places where we can't pronounce the name.
Yes, we're back.
I think it's Pie Sur Terre.
But it is not spelled that way.
Well, it is. It's just you. Yeah, it's not spelled in English that way.
Yes. So I've had one of their wines before, a white wine, at dinner, right?
Yes.
Because they have the pretty labels.
Yeah, we had it at Psalm's Kitchen in Paso.
I had it somewhere else after that, too.
I remember you telling me about it, but I don't remember where it was.
Me either.
The one that I remember having at Psalm's Kitchen was a white, and it was very good. I remember it was like a very unusual, unique varietal as well.
I had the exact same one the second time, so okay. I've only had the one wine.
Okay, cool. Well, that was a really good first impression.
It was.
And I have passed by this place a million times. It's on Vineyard. On
and
your way
out. And not far out.
Yeah, it's really close to town, which is nice. I thought that maybe I had been here before, but either they have a new tasting room or I'm thinking of a different place. Which
they all is kind entirely of blend possible. Together.
Yeah, all the ones on Vineyard. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm excited to go and try it out.
I'm excited to see the rest of their labels.
Yeah, I have no idea like what else they specialize in.
Me either.
So that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
All right, join us. Was doing yard. I live down in Aurora Grande, but like outside, like by Lopez Lake. Mm-hmm. So it does get warm out there. And I was doing yard work yesterday. So I was like in the sun and everything. And I feel like maybe I didn't drink enough water. And then we needed to go to a housewarming party. And so last night we're like driving up to Atascadero for this housewarming party. And I just fell asleep in the car, like full on snoring, oh like mouth gosh. Open. Yeah. My husband's like, are you sure you feel up to going?
Yeah. It gets you like
it does.
So, I don't know how much you know about our winery, but our specialty is Mourvèdre. That's okay. What we really focus on. But we also have a really popular white wine program. And we like to do what our winemaker, Ryan, calls geeky white wines.
Yeah.
So we do things that you don't see all the time. We have one white wine called Uni Blanc.
Oh, yes, that's the one we had.
Oh, is that the one
you had? That's the only one we've had.
Yeah, so we're sold out of Uni Blanc right now.
It was delicious.
Yeah, currently we're the only ones making that too, which is really cool. But this is our Peak Pool Blanc. It's still kind of uncommon. It's a Rhone varietal. It's characterized by that high acidity. So this is definitely one of our popular white wines. It's aged in stainless steel and fermented with champagne yeast to kind of pull out a little bit of extra minerality.
Cool.
Thank you.
Awesome.
We'll come back to check on you in a bit.
Okay. Ooh. It smells really good.
It tastes really good. But yeah, it does smell good too.
Peak Pool Blanc. I think the only time I've ever had Peak Pool Blanc from this area is at Halter Ranch.
I feel like we just had it in something, because I seem to recall saying, how do you say that word?
Peak Pool. I mean, yeah, I've seen it blended. I just don't think I've seen, like, I never see 100%.
I like it. It's very refreshing. It's, like, perfect for today, because it's hot, but not too hot.
Yeah. The way they have this tasting area set up for the outside is really gorgeous and smart, because, like, they've got the live oaks to always give shade.
As opposed to a dead oak.
Well, that's just what they're called. They're called coastal live oaks.
I know, but it's funny. What's the point? It's going to be an inland
okay,
dead oak.
I'll call it a red oak instead. It's red oak instead of a white oak. I wonder if they do concerts. They have like a little stage.
Yeah, it's super cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I'm ready to close my eyes for a few minutes.
The soothing sound of the water running.
Yeah.
I do love fountains. Like, I would like to get a fountain at the house.
I like how they sound. I don't always like how they look.
Yeah.
I'll take one of, like, somebody peeing, though. I think that would be funny. A funny fountain. A fountain of our trip to Vegas.
I saw this really funny picture on Instagram the other day, and I almost tagged you in it, but then I realized halfway through that I was like deep in stalker mode. And I was like, I can't tag this because whoever I'm stalking will see.
Who are you stalking?
I don't know. Some random person on the internet.
I feel like you're lying.
Well, it's I don't know them. So it is random.
If I cover the microphone, will you tell me?
No.
Could you write it down?
No.
I ate toast while peeing one time.
Ew.
I was late for work. I had to multitask.
I have a really big problem. Like, I know there's a lot of people who take, like, coffee into the bathroom with them, and I cannot take anything into the bathroom. Like, it freaks me out. I have a really big mental blocker about that. Like, food and bathroom, drinks and bathroom do not mix.
I don't usually mix it, just that one time.
You needed to?
I was eating and realized I had to pee, and it was just the most efficient way to get from A to B. I really like this wine, though. I like the names.
Mm-hmm. Songs of its own. Been away too long. Comes a time. Ooh, Paper Street Vineyard.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Denner Vineyard. And Alta Colina Vineyard.
I know, they've got some good... The Paper Street... I'm excited to try that because they don't make a white wine at Ducey, which started the Paper Street.
Yeah. I wonder if they have any estate fruit.
So what made you guys decide to get into wine blogging?
We drink a lot of wine.
Yeah. Pretty much.
We're like, what could we do that makes us more productive?
Nice.
Yes. So now we always, like, my husband's like, oh, what are you doing today? So I tell him, I'm like, it's a job.
It's
I
a job.
I have to go. Yeah. I can't not go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that's helpful.
Yeah, my partner and I both work in the wine industry, and
oh, cool.
Now, like, we're trying to be more conscious when we're tasting wines and, like, take notes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It worked really well for, like, a few days, and then we've gotten into the habit of just drinking again.
So. Well, that's why recording it is, like, so I don't really take notes usually, because I'm like, oh, well, like, just say it, and then, like, we have, like, our whole archives of the complete recording, so I can just go back through and, like, listen to it for tasting notes. And,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. All right. So this is our Clairette Blanche for you. And Clairette Blanche is a new varietal to the United States. Tablas Creek imported it and planted it in 2012. Before that, there wasn't any Clairette Blanche planted in the United States.
Oh, wow.
Their first vintage was 2015, so there have only been, like, three vintages of Clairette Blanche produced, so it's pretty new to the scene. It's more mouth-filling than the Picapoul Blanc. It has this kind of oily viscosity that's really interesting, but it gives it a lot of structure, so this is fun. You could pair it with... different foods than you might normally pair a white wine with. Things that are rich go well with this, but also like Thai food or a stir fry. Things with a little bit of spice, it can hold up to that. So
okay.
It's pretty fun.
Cool.
This is one of my favorites right now.
Nice.
Awesome. Do you guys have any estate grown fruit or do you source all of it?
No, we source all of our fruit. So we're on long-term contracts with all Westside Pass Robles Vineyard. So cool. We get all of our fruit from them and then we make all the wine actually over at Grey Wolf Cellar. So our winemaker here, his day job is that he makes the wine for Grey Wolf. So he gets to have all of his production in one place, which is really great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's very cool. How long has... So can you pronounce the...
Yeah, it's Pays-sur-Terre.
Pays-sur-Terre.
You were right.
Okay, close enough. Yeah. So how long has Pays-sur-Terre been in existence then?
Our first vintage was 2010, but our tasting room has only been here for a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we opened February 2018.
Interesting. I feel like I had seen the sign several years, but I just come out here too much.
It's,
too often.
I feel like I've been working here for several years.
Yeah.
It's funny how time goes
wise,
by.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were pouring by appointment at Grey Wolf Cellars before that, and we did different festivals like Garage East and... Yeah. Now that we're open here, we are just focusing on the tasting room, and we make about 1,200 cases, so it keeps us busy, but we're also selling through our wine, so it's a good balance right now, and we'll grow a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
And are you guys open 5 days a week, 7 days a week?
Just 3 days a week.
Okay.
So we're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Cool.
From 10 to 4.
Perfect.
Awesome.
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit earlier, too. Than
a little earlier. We want to catch people at the beginning of the day, which is kind of funny. Since we're new, a lot of people hear about us from other wineries, so... Mm-hmm. We actually are busiest in the afternoon. But I like
we'll tell
at
people
four.
Go in at 10.
People come in at 10 all the time, and then they're like, this is too early.
Well, we went to the dinner preview party, and that started at 10:30, and I was like, these are a lot of heavy wines to be drinking at 10:30.
Got to be having for brunch.
Yeah. I have to taste the wines when we open, and sometimes in the morning, especially like the pick pool that's high in acidity, I'm just like, oh, it's too early for this
acid. Awesome.
Yeah, enjoy your Clairette, and I'll be back in a bit.
Thank you.
So, you know how I was telling you, I guess I should like retell you so everyone out here in podcast land hears.
Yeah.
My husband is obsessed with Saving Power.
Yeah. So well, Eric like cannot get over it.
During the summer, they run like I don't even know who does it, like the power company or whatever.
Hey, Jamie.
Where if you
Oh no. It's the Ohm Connect.
Yes, it's yes. Ohm. If Ohm you Connect.
You
save
guys
power.
Plug in Ohm Connect and I think they give you like a we should put our discount referral codes on here because you get $10 and they get $10. Yes.
Maybe we'll post that on Instagram or something because I don't know how to do that. But my husband's obsessed with it. Like, he shuts our entire house off. Like, the main circuit thing, I don't even know what that's called. The big button at the bottom that you flip the switch for, he, like, completely shuts off our house. So because he doesn't want to make me, like, sit in the dark for an hour or two, we usually go to dinner or go to drinks, which completely defeats the point because we spend
money.
We spend more money than we save.
You're like getting $25 and you spent $70.
Yes. So Friday was like a super power triple point one, and I was supposed to be home, and Kurt was going to have dinner ready, and then we were going to go have a drink. So we were going to like try and keep it down. But instead, I went to San Luis to meet Shanice, and Kurt sat in the dark by himself for 2 hours. So he just texted me that we got $33 in points. So we officially paid for the wine and bread I had at Granada.
Oh my God.
So he might have had to sit in the dark, but it was a wash for me.
So you got all the benefits, and he got the sitting in the dark.
Yeah, sometimes, like, I wonder if he regrets marrying me, because that's a theme.
You had all the fun. He saved all the money.
We were both happy.
Well, yeah. What does he do? Does he just play on his phone?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't dark, because it was...
No, it wasn't dark. Like,
during the
we've
day.
Only, it's only actually been, like, dark a couple times.
In the winter, like, he's just like, no heater.
We did, like, one time we just, like, sat in the dark for 2 hours on our phone. Now...
You didn't even talk?
Well,
you could, like,
talk,
open a bottle of wine and talk to each other.
It was really dark. Like, we should have just gone to bed.
How do you think this is, like, affecting your wine to, like, be kind of varying in temperature?
It's only 2 hours and we don't open the wine fridge.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a drastic enough change. But, like... I forgot what I was going to say. Well, anyways, we made $33. I can't really, like, fault him because it's not about the money. It's just about, like, the game and beating the system, and he just likes to win. So he feels like he's winning when they...
But he's not winning.
Listen, it makes him happy. He's quite pleased with himself.
Oh, my God. I like this. I think I like the Picpoul Blanc a little bit better. Like, this is a little heavy for me.
It has, like, a distinct flavor that I can't pick out.
It reminds me of Viognier, like a typical Viognier, like at the end where it's like a little heavy and like coats your mouth.
I think
it's the viscosity.
Cool. It's cool to try something that I have never had before.
Yeah.
So this is from Paper Street Vineyard. I thought she said something else.
She said they do their production at Grey Wolf.
No. There was something that started with a T.
Oh, Topless Creek brought in Clairette.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't pick it out. I definitely like the last one better, the Picpoul Blanc.
Yeah. I think just, like, because it's warm out.
Yeah.
Not uncomfortable, but because it's warm out, I like something that's a little bit cooler and tart.
Yeah.
And a little bit more, like, light.
I like high acid when it's hot.
I would drink this one in the winter. This would be my winter white.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, I mean, I don't want something red. but I don't want something like summer vibes.
Good choice. I feel like the prices are pretty reasonable. Like, both whites are $29. Mm-hmm. That's not horrible. And the reds are all $55. I like that when they're all the same.
Yeah.
Woods had a pug that needed to be adopted on Friday, but Kurt didn't go get him for me. And I was like, maybe he will be the dog that loves me the most. But Kurt failed me.
And then if Kurt went and got him, then he would like Kurt the most.
No, still. Kurt could bring him home. I think Chihuahua's my best bet at dedicated love. Just need one that chooses me.
You're just going to go to each puppy. Nope.
I'm not going to get a puppy.
Nope. Each dog at Woods, be like, which ones can I? Don't go away, Kurt. Go.
Pretty much. Yeah.
You actually need, the real test would be to have Kurt there, and then if they choose you over Kurt.
I told Kurt that, like, he could come, and I'll get the one that barks at him. Kurt was like, what are you going to do if you bring home this chihuahua and it likes me more? I said, divorce him.
Cute the chihuahua.
I'm going to leave you.
Okay, I'm going to pour you guys a little bit of something that's not on the list. So if you can just dump that sip for me.
Sure.
The Claret has that lovely viscosity, but it's a saboteur. It sabotages whatever you pour afterwards.
There's our ride.
It's my brother. I saw that car pull up and park, and then
you're like, okay, no one creepy.
Came in, and then you guys came from the other direction. I have no idea.
You're like weirdos.
Well, we always joke, there's a 3 to 7 minute rule. People park and it takes them 3 to 7 minutes to get inside.
I could see that.
It's so pretty here. People take pictures, sometimes it leads to confusion because you're like, I think that somebody pulled up. Like, I heard car doors.
Are they coming?
Are they coming?
So, can you tell me about your guys' art? Yeah. I love the labels.
Yes, definitely. So all of the labels are created by an artist named John Blythe. He lives in Oakland. And he grew up with Ryan, our owner and winemaker. So John creates a new piece of art for us for each wine every year. He actually does a whole collection. And then we choose which pieces of art go with each wine.
That's awesome. Nice. I love it.
Yeah, so each vintage has completely new labels. And he uses a lot of different mediums. So it's just artist's paper, and all the originals are inside on the wall. Yeah. But he uses acrylic paint, some airbrushing, pencil, pen and ink. I think there's a little bit of colored pencil in this.
Well, even though they're different each vintage, it's like it's still very distinctive.
Yeah, it's a distinct style, but you can kind of see too how his style evolves over time, which I think is really cool. And he'll like throw in new colors, and right now he's doing this kind of metallic rose gold airbrushing in a lot of things, and that's really cool, and you don't see that in any of his previous works.
Yeah.
And you can see too, like some vintages have a really distinct color palette, and the color palette has definitely evolved over time, so that's really, really cool.
That's awesome.
And then John won't really talk to us about his art. Like, if you ask him, who's that figure, he won't tell you. He just kind of leaves it to your imagination. But sometimes we figure out who different people are or what cartoons things are from, but it's really fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what is this?
This is called Days Between. It's Cunoise from Glenrose Vineyard. So Cunoise is a blending grape from the Rhone region. You don't see it that much on its own, but it's really delicious. Yeah. So you find it some places, and it doesn't always have a lot of structure, but this one has a surprising amount of structure. It smells so light and bright, and it is. But it has structure, so it's really nice. And you can drink this chilled, kind of like a rosé, because it's a low tannin red wine. So it's really fun, especially for hot days like this in the summer. So.
Yeah. Awesome, thank you.
Yeah. I just picked up Cunoise at Topless Creek. I think it's the same vineyard.
Oh. Did I get the same one? Was that the place I went to?
Yeah.
That's a nice temperature. Ooh, that's really good. I like that a lot. I might need a bottle of that.
I'm really into the chilled reds.
I feel like it brings like a freshness.
Yeah. It's nice.
Okay, so this is Songs of Its Own. It's a Grenache, Mourvèdre, and Cinsault blend. It's kind of our take on a GSM. We used to blend Syrah into Songs of Its Own, but our Syrah is so big that we decided to go something a little bit more delicate. So focusing on the Grenache and Mourvèdre here.
Cool.
We had a Hollyhock Vineyard Mourvèdre last year, and that fruit usually all goes to Topless Creek, so that one didn't get a name because we weren't sure if we were going to get to make it ever again.
Yeah. Cool. Yep. I like the names.
I do too.
Yeah, they're cool. So this one is a blend, which is why Songs of Its Own is the name. So each grape is singing a song of its own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like naming would be the hardest part because it's like, don't want to name it, but like someone else has a wine on to name that and want it to be unique. And
Ryan names all the wines and has little stories that go along with them. So that's pretty fun.
Cool. I like this one too.
I do too.
It's really nice. It is kind of delicate. I'm really liking it. So I'm finding, here's my thing. I think that I am enjoying lighter reds more. I mean, I guess that makes sense. Like everyday drinking, like you're going to drink it on your own. Like I want a lighter red. But I just, when I was coming up in wine, in the wine world, in the wine tastingness, anyways, I always really liked bigger, bolder reds. And I'm finding my palate is maturing.
I like
into something different.
I like lighter, more delicate reds to just open and drink, and then like bigger ones if I'm having food.
Yeah, no, for sure, that makes sense.
Sorry if you guys have to pee because you're listening to.
We hope that it's soothing. Relax. Okay, you have to watch. I'm going to take this up. But you have to watch Working Moms on Netflix.
I've watched an episode or two.
Because in the second season, she gets hypnotized.
My dad seems pretty stoked.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. And that's what this makes me think of. It's like, you are now falling asleep.
Dude, Joe and Christy brought over a frozen margarita cake last night. It was so good.
What is a frozen margarita cake?
The gist of it, from what I gathered, they sent me the recipe. It's like a graham cracker crust. Mm-hmm. And then I think they made whipped cream.
They made it?
Uh-huh. Oh. And folded in lime and tequila and probably some sugar. It was pretty good.
So it was like a pie.
Yes, pie. Not cake, sorry. I forget that cake, like, I don't know. It was really good.
Whatever it was like a cheesecake.
It was... Pie. No, it wasn't like cheesecake. It wasn't that dense. It was fluffier. Okay.
So like a lemon meringue type.
No, because it was whipped cream. It was like ice cream. I'm going to look up the recipe because you're wrong. Words that aren't correct.
Well, you said cake first, and then I said pie, and you're like, Okay. Yes, that was correct.
Yeah, because pie, it's in the shape of a pie, and it does not have cake in it. But it's not like cheesecake. Like, it has... Yeah, they made whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. So what's the recipe say it's called?
Frozen margarita pie.
Okay.
So it has butter, graham cracker, sugar, and salt for the crust. Mm-hmm. And then heavy cream, limes, condensed milk, and tequila in it.
Very good. So this is a 21 and over pie.
Yeah, but it doesn't have very much tequila.
Okay.
Wow, they have like little videos to show you. Go bon appetit.
Okay, so this next one has been away too long. It's our Mourvèdre from Denner Vineyard. We do 3 single vineyard Mourvèdres every year, and they're all made the same way. They're 100% whole cluster and aged in neutral French oak barrels. But the specific soil compositions and little microclimates make all of them really distinctive and different.
So that's really cool.
Really fun, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever had that, where like the same wine treated the same but different vineyards to compare. That's really cool.
I feel like it's kind of like a tour through Paso, through that varietal.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and they're surprisingly different. So this is the newest to our lineup, and It was even kind of a surprise to us how big this wine is, and it has some kind of spicy fruit notes.
It smells really, really good.
Yeah.
I want it to be a candle.
It tastes really good.
The Pinot Noirs at Tolosa.
Mm. Yes, of course. The fancy pants ones. Yeah. I still have that Chardonnay in my fridge. I need to drink it, but I keep putting it off because I feel like it needs
an occasion.
Yeah. Not just because it's Saturday and I'm home alone, you know? Just what I did yesterday. I thought about
what
it.
What did you drink yesterday?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you because it was from the store and it was inexpensive.
And gross.
It wasn't gross.
What was it? I want to know. If it's like a good store recommendation.
Okay, so I drank first. Well, they were both from Edna.
First?
Yeah, I drank a lot yesterday.
Oh my God.
Well, I had a little bit of a Chardonnay left that I finished drinking, and then I opened another bottle.
Mm.
They were both from Edna, the winery, and
Edna
the
Valley.
Town.
Edna Valley Vineyard?
Yes. One was the Chardonnay, which was not great. And one was the Sauvignon Blanc.
But you finished it.
But I finished it. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't like
amazing.
Yeah. It was drinkable. They're both like $8 or $9 too. So.
Oh, okay.
And then the Sauvignon Blanc, which is very tart. But I like it. It's an easy day drinking.
There you go, folks. Recommendations on what to drink on a budget during the day. Usually if you're drinking during the day, you're
probably drunk. Let me know.
A budget.
It's like I only have extremes when I'm day drinking. It's either like super cheap and not that great or like outrageously expensive and amazing.
So just so you know, I think Jamie day drinking yesterday was entirely my fault.
It was.
Because
she's a boring mom.
She was like, you know what we do? Well, I did start it off. I said, I just got an itch.
Wait, let's back up.
Okay.
Our husbands were busy.
They
were working on my dad's Jeep.
I am baby free this
so
weekend.
So it was like the old days.
Yeah.
It was just us, which isn't really the old days. I guess the old days is just me and Erica. But it was like pre-baby days.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, we could go to L.A. Because Shanice said, did you say something about wines?
No, I said, I just got an itch to go to Santa Barbara.
Oh, that's right.
And, like, I pictured myself going shopping, but then I was like, you know what? I don't have any money.
Yeah. And then
to go shopping.
I was looking at Instagram, and I saw something about Helen's Wines, and I was like, oh, my God, we could go to L.A.
Yeah.
We could go eat and get some wine and then come
because
home before the guys would even be home.
I don't have money for shopping, but I have money to spend $300 on a day trip
to
L.A.
The thing is, if we took your car, we wouldn't have to buy gas.
Right.
So that's, like, a bottle of wine each.
Okay.
Because that saved us like $40, $50 in gas each way. Mm-hmm. So it really would have just been paying for lunch. And I was like, we could go to John and Vinny's or Moza.
I've never been to John and Vinny's.
Me either. And then I was like, we could do both. We could go to John and Vinny's
and get the lasagna to go Moza. From Moza.
Oh, and it's a weekend?
It was a weekend.
If I had realized that yesterday, I would have pushed for it way more instead of staying home by myself and watching Real Housewives of New Jersey.
And drinking $8
and drinking
bottles of
wine. Actually, I forgot how much I like that show, though. Like, I'm kind of excited to go home and watch some more. Those bitches be crazy.
Like you.
I think I like the last two reds the best, though.
Yeah. I really like this one, though. I mean, it's very different than the last two ones. It definitely has, like, more structure. I mean,
sorry.
I made a mess here.
I think I did that. But it wasn't on my shirt, so it's okay.
So far.
That'd be funny.
Throw wine on you.
I have that song stuck in my head now. Work, 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 work.
It's not on her
work,
shirt.
Work, 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 work.
That's because it was playing in the car.
I know. I don't think I've ever actually heard that song, though.
Yeah, you have.
I just know the work, 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 work part.
Right, you guys ready for your final pour?
Yeah.
So this is Come to Time. It's our Alta Colina Vineyard Mourvèdre. So it's made the same way as the Denner Vineyard Mourvèdre. I've been away too long. But this vineyard has really different soil composition. So Alta Colina Vineyard is silicious shale. in Denner Vineyard is limestone. So you're getting a really big difference because of that.
Oh, it smells really good.
The color is different, too.
Yeah, the color is different. The texture is different. It's a completely different experience.
That's so fun.
Crazy. Yeah.
So they're all pretty different.
Mm. Oh, I like that one a lot.
This one is, like, more pepperier and, like, well, you love, like, Alta Kalina Moved.
I want to drink a gallon of that.
Which one did you, so, if you were going to order top three?
The chilled one that I don't remember the
Coon
name
was.
Of.
Coon was.
This one. And the Picpoul Blanc.
So Songs of Its Own got booted out.
No, I'm excited about the Shiraz.
Isn't that the one I just said?
No, the Cunoise was the first chilled.
Yeah, that's my... Oh, yeah. Okay, in my mind I said Songs of Its Own, but then at the last minute I switched it to Picpoul Blanc out loud.
Okay.
So like, I like... Yeah.
So, like, Cunoise, this one, Comes a Time, and then Songs of Its Own and Picpoul Blanc are, like, interchangeable.
They're different. Yeah. They're neck and neck, but different.
Neck and neck. Well, if you want to, like, have some variety in there, then having a white would be the way to go.
I do think it's kind of fascinating, though, to see the difference in the soils. That's the only difference. I wouldn't have thought it to be that big.
Right? No, it's cool. I mean, it makes sense why, like... site specific is such a big deal.
Yeah. I feel like I probably said the same thing at Tolosa. But it's still true.
It's still mind-blowing. Hey guys, welcome back.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed our visit to High Surterre.
I sure did.
They are open 3 days a week, so just on the weekends. So if you want to come and visit them, make sure that you're planning a weekend trip. This is also the only location where you can, like, buy a bottle of their wine.
Which I think is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, to take home. Like, you can buy it at a restaurant. I don't know which restaurants exactly, but I do know Psalm's Kitchen has it in Paso, and I'm sure there's some other local restaurants that have them. But
somewhere in Atascadero does.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to get a bottle, this would be the place to do it. And then it's a beautiful setting.
It is. I also like that I'm looking out down the hill, and there's, like, cows and horses and chickens and a little sign that says, "Stay back, horses may bite."
Just a warning.
Warning.
Don't get too close.
Yeah. No, I totally dug this place. I can't wait to recommend it to people.
Yeah.
I think everything was, like, a little bit different, but still classic. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they took a classic wine and, you know, put their own twist on it, which I like, and unusual stuff.
You know, someone, like, maybe a year ago was asking me, like, where can I get 100% Moved? And I had one in my cellar, but it was from somewhere down in Santa Barbara County. And other than that, I was like, I don't know. And now that we're, like, coming more, like, I know Alta Kalina does one, now High Surterre does one, but I think
they
there's
do three.
They're still unusual to, like, find.
100%, I agree.
So,
like,
if
I
you're
like
into Moved,
grape,
yeah, well, for blending, yeah. So if you're into Moved, this is definitely a stop for you. So great stop. We would definitely recommend it, especially, like, if you don't want to go super far out. You know, this is the beginning, I would say, of Vineyard Row on Vineyard. So really easy stop, not far from town.
Yeah.
And, great selections of wines.
Yes, definitely come here. Support them.
Yeah. We will probably add them to, like, our wine nerds stops,
probably.
Too.
Didn't she even say that they
had, like nerdy
nerd
wines?
Like, I was like, okay, obviously.
Yeah, so perfect fit.
Yes.
All right. Well, you guys have a great rest of your week. We also want to shout out, we got this really sweet review on our podcast.
Yeah, thanks. That was exciting.
Hang on 1 second. Let me pull up exactly. I don't know who this person was.
I know. I think that's what made it exciting, is it somebody we don't know.
Yeah, it's like not my mom or your mom. My mom wouldn't. No, I'm kidding. So Mommy Hawk. Said, love listening to these ladies. So much information about our local wine. Always a great listen. Thank you so much.
Thank
like,
you.
That, like, means a lot.
I feel like you don't understand, like, how excited we were. Like,
we're going to drink a bottle of wine just to celebrate.
She sent me a screenshot of it because she was, like, so stoked.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal for us when people are, like, into what we're doing, because we're into it, obviously, and having fun with it. So I'm glad other people are having fun with it and enjoying it, too.
Yeah, for sure. So we would love to hear your feedback and reviews, whether that's in Apple Podcasts or on Instagram. Send us a DM. Let us know how we're doing.
Because I know what a DM is now.
Ooh. And subscribe. That's one of the best ways to support our podcast, short of sending us money directly, which you can also do.
Yeah, we'll take cash, credit, checks.
Venmo. All right, you guys, have a great week. Go out, do some wine tasting. Let us know about it. And we'll see you next week.